From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Farm Bureau President John Hoblick is praising the U.S. Trade Representative on actions to address unfair trade practices in the U.S. seasonal and perishable produce sector. Hoblick says the administration's decision to pursue negotiations with Mexico is a significant step forward in the ongoing struggle to preserve fair trade conditions for Florida growers and could further that objective. The USTR announced a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico beginning September 1st. American consumers eagerly purchased retail meats throughout the coronavirus pandemic, but there are signs retail sales may slow, adding to price pressure on cattle and hogs. According to AgWeb.com, beef and pork production have largely recovered from last spring's disruption to slaughter plants, and retailers have responded by slowly increasing the number of features they run in their weekly ads and on lower prices. The uncertainty is driven by differences between Congress and the White House over a second round of stimulus payments. The Farm Credit Administration is encouraging farm credit system institutions to work with borrowers who have been affected by recent hurricanes and wildfires. According to the FCA, system institutions can alleviate the stress of borrowers affected by natural disasters in several ways, including extending the terms of loan repayments, restructuring borrowers' debt obligations, and easing some loan documentation or credit extension terms for new loans to certain borrowers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.